Hurricane Milton, the so-called storm of the century, has crashed into the west coast of Florida. Thousands of households have heeded warnings and fled their homes in evacuation areas. But the advice since last night was it's too late to flee and people should shelter in place. President Biden called Milton one of the most destructive hurricanes in Florida in over a century, carrying with it incredible destructiveness that can wipe out communities and cause loss of life. The Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, said, "Unfortunately, there will be fatalities. I don't think there's any way around that. Already several people are reported dead." Milton made landfall as a Category 3 hurricane with reports of winds of nearly 200 kilometres. Its power has since abated. Over 2 million homes are without power. Jay Reacher from Tampa broadcaster WDAE said there's already been some dramatic structural damage to well-known buildings.
One of the biggest things that just happened, the roof of Tropicana Field, which is the home to the Tampa Bay Rays, the Major League Baseball team here, the roof has shredded and it's flown off. Also, a crane in South St. Pete has fallen into a building. Emergency flash flood warnings everywhere in the Tampa Bay area. So it may not have been as bad, at least in the Tampa Bay area, when it comes to storm surge, but this wind and the rain has been catastrophic.
Steve Paris, who lives in Tampa and decided to stay in his home despite the evacuation order, has been telling the BBC that he fears the worst is still to come.
This is definitely the worst storm I could say I've ever been in. It's been shifting back and forth. Right now, we're in kind of the heavy parts of how this storm has gone. So it's been really, really windy. Gusts are about 100 mile an hour right now, but it's been picking up throughout the last hour and a half. Right now, it's probably definitely the worst so far, and we still have another couple hours of what this is supposed to be right now. So hopefully it doesn't get too worse, but you could definitely hear everything. And now that the power's out, we can't, you know, we have to hear it.
And as we listen there to the sounds of the storm, I'm joined from Tampa by Dr. Athena Masson, meteorologist and hurricane specialist. And it really sounds bad with the noise coming through there, Athena. What is it like where you are at the moment? What's happening?
Right now, the winds are definitely picking up. We are looking at some weak branches that are falling. You can even hear against the structures in the homes any loose particles or branches that are falling upon the house and smashing against the walls. So for many people who have never been through a hurricane, it could definitely be a scary time for them. And really, we're just expecting this to be continuing for the next several hours as Milton continues across the peninsula and then out into the Atlantic.
And Athena, as it continues its journey, how is it behaving? Because we heard reports it made landfall as a Hurricane 3 storm, and it has been abating since then.
Yeah, so it made landfall as a Category 3 storm. It is currently a Category 1 storm, has wind speeds of about 145 kilometers per hour. This is what we want and what we expect with hurricanes. As they are moving over land, they are cut off from their energy source, which is the water. So we are expecting Milton to continue to weaken with its wind speeds. However, the category system does not take into account other factors. We are seeing an increase in Milton's size. The whole peninsula of Florida is now experiencing tropical storm force wind gusts, but also the immense amounts of rain from this large system and the outer bands that are going through it. So it's not just the wind that we should be concerned about. We're glad that it's coming down, but the rain still remains, as well as now we have to be focusing on the East Coast, where they will now get their storm surge as it's exiting out into the Atlantic.
You've had significant rainfall in Tampa, which was always one of the areas that people were warned would receive the full brunt of the storm.
Yes, and we have had a flash flood emergency for the St. Petersburg and the Tampa area, and that's the highest level of a flash flood advisory that you can give. Over just the six-hour period, we looked at about over a foot of rain just to fall into this area. And Tampa, St. Petersburg, it's nothing but concrete. We don't have a lot of foliage, so we can't suck up a lot of that water. It goes onto the roadways, it piles up, and it accumulates, so it exacerbates our flooding situation.
I suspect, Athena, you and many others will have very little sleep. It's about, it's shortly after 2 a.m., I think, there now. What do you expect is going to come to Tampa over the next few hours? Will people continue to hunker down? Will the workday start as normal?
I really hope that people just continue to shelter in place. That's what emergency managers and meteorologists that we are continuing to tell people. Shelter in place. This is not the time to go out to assess damage, and especially because it's dark out. There's still that hidden threat of surge and flooding that's going on. It's not going to be until daylight, several hours from now, that we can go out and assess what's truly taken place across the area. And this is going to be a long cleanup for many locations, especially along the West Coast. It's not going to be a day. It's going to be a few days, even a couple of weeks.
Dr. Athena Masson, meteorologist and hurricane specialist, thank you very much indeed.